This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Won Powerball or Mega Millions ever. How do we fix that, Jay? Good heavens.
Right? We need to buy all the tickets.
I think it's like money. There's no end to the number of tickets, right? There must be, though, an end to the
infinite
combo. Is it really infinite? The number of combinations?
Oh, no, not the number of combinations. I meant the number of tickets that you could buy.
No. Well, if you can buy, if it's infinite, that must, if the number of tickets you can buy is infinite, the number of combinations is not, then you might be buying
too many.
Right. There have been times when there have been the same tickets, right? People use some, if you're not doing quick pick, the quick pick is not duplicatable, but if you have, if you're choosing your numbers, I mean, I may sound like a guy talking with a paper butt, but I think from what I understand, the essence of how this all works is that if you fill out the little ticket and you put in your own dates, I use dates, but whatever the numbers are, then you can, you know, that stands to reason that it could be duplicated by somebody else who has the same numbers. After all, look at how many numbers there are. There aren't that many numbers there.
Yeah, and anybody who's picking their lucky numbers or they're picking the same number over and over and over again.
Yep, right. All right, so I wanted to make sure everybody understood that as we move forward here on Good Day. I want to acknowledge getting something. For those of you who may be just listening and you haven't heard some of the other things that we've been talking about, I don't like to. As a matter of fact, I stay away from connecting each hour of the program, and sometimes some of the segments in the program, I make sure that one doesn't flow into the other because there are people who use the program differently. People who listen at a particular time every day, or they only have so much time to listen, so they come in and I don't want to be starting a conversation. I think that's one of the worst things about doing a local radio program is that you tend to assume that your audience is there with you. I don't assume that. I think that people are busy all day, every day, and so they may come in for a particular time and they listen to a discussion and then they're gone. So, and an acknowledgement of that, I try to keep all of our discussions pretty much encapsulated. So I'm going to make reference to a conversation that we had earlier that you can listen to on our gooddayshow.com website. Because the program plays all day, every day. And you can also probably hear it as part of our Good Day download. Every day, Jay edits some of the best moments from the program. You can get those on the download. For example, election results are in the current Good Day download. We talked about Sarah Huckabee winning, some of the other people who won made history. We talked about Katy Perry because she was getting it in the neck because she voted for the fellow who actually ended up getting to be elected, Caruso. Isn't he the new mayor of Los Angeles? I think he is, matter of fact. So anyway, discussing that kind of stuff. A lot of info, and help yourself to it. Good Day Show. We're here really to serve you. It's a service. And that's why I'm on the air on holidays that, much to the dismay of my colleagues, like Thanksgiving. We'll be here live on Thanksgiving Day. Who else will be doing a live radio program on Thanksgiving Day but us?
So,
that's it.
We have the market. It's ours.
We got it. Yep, so you can listen to us pretty much live and relevant all day on Thanksgiving, should you care to. A lot of Thanksgiving stories, I'm sure we'll have. Because the connection of farm, food, and family will be big on that day. Not that it isn't every day, but it is more, I think, on days like that. So anyway, Good Day download at gooddayshow.com. Now, the reason I got off onto that tangent is because I got a note from one of the folks at one of our radio stations down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, WMXI. Michael, who is the chief cook and bottle washer, was very interested in our playing T-Rex bang a gong, get it on. Maybe you can resurrect that, James. He got off into a there's a physical part to this, but there's also a philosophical part to this. And Jay, you spoke to it a little bit, talking about your religious beliefs. So here's how it all started. We were talking about this T-Rex head that's being sold at auction by Sotheby's for 15 or 20 million bucks. And so I remembered, as a disc jockey, playing T-Rex, bang a gong, get it on. And here it is. A lot of good memories of that. It's from a time in music when stuff was pretty simple and straightforward and oftentimes pretty silly. So anyway, Michael gets off onto this philosophical and religious bent, which is in a kind of what I was saying. He was talking about how much, as he listens to me, he does a program after mine on his radio station down in Hattiesburg. And so I was pleased to get this connection. He says we think a lot alike. And he specifically talks about life on Earth because of the rocks that hit us from other planets. That was my theory. If you didn't hear it, all the asteroids, we've three or four times this week got off onto a tangent just because of kind of what's in the news, what's playing. Other than the election, there's a lot of discovery as to what the Earth is all about and what has influenced our planet. And over the last 600 million years or so, the planet has been hit by at least five or six asteroids, the size of which destroyed pretty much all life 65, 70 million years ago. That's what got me off onto this, because I talk about the dinosaurs. So then Michael says that he agrees. My contention is that these rocks that come from planets that are jillions, and you can't even imagine how far away this stuff. There's no atmosphere. Remember, in the universe, it's only atmosphere that's created around planets. So there's nothing to stop these things from just going on forever. And if they tend to find something that's in the way and they land or crash onto the planet, as has happened here, it's got to have happened to pretty much every planet that exists, and every solar system, and every galaxy, and everything, wherever there is life, and wherever there are planets. And he says, why can't that be God's plan? And you know what? He's onto something. Why can't it be? Why do we have to? We tend to put things into boxes because it's what we're comfortable with.
But it's easier to comprehend if
yeah,
it's in a box.
Right, exactly. People don't understand because we do, frankly, such a crappy job of teaching what is going on scientifically in the universe. Geology, for example. Did you ever study geology in school? Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Did you ever? The rocks, the formations, why we have loam, dirt, why do we have sand? That kind of stuff. It's all about geology. Is that part of God's plan? If you're spiritual, he says, and if God is so great that he cannot be totally understood, then it makes sense. I think, he says, I'm amazed at how much you and I think alike. Sir, I'm sorry, but it is. I think if you think, you got to think about these things. It isn't that we think alike, we just think. I have always been, and I don't mean this to sound like I'm trying to brag on it, but I've always been a thinker. I've always asked questions. That's why at the beginning of each hour of this program, you'll hear me, for the most part, ask a question about something. Because I think we all need to be asking questions. The whys, the whens, the wheres, the hows.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And most of the time, you won't get a good answer because you either haven't been exposed to it, you haven't been taught it, or maybe there isn't an answer to your question.
Which is okay, too. And that's the thing. Sometimes I feel like if people need an answer, they need to be the one giving the answer, that they will almost just make something up because, well, it sounds good. Let's just run with this.
Yeah, right.
It's like, it's okay to say, I don't know at the moment.
It's
Let's
okay
try
to
figure
think.
It out. But that's a great question.
There are no dumb ideas. No dumb questions. I was taught that earlier by a broadcaster that mentored me early on in my career. The only dumb question is the question that doesn't get asked. Got a question? Ask it. And maybe there isn't an answer, but at least you take a shot at answering it. And that's part of what this whole thing is. And I was very, Michael, it was refreshing to read your religious beliefs and to coordinate whatever it may be, because everyone has his own or her own spiritual beliefs, and one ought to be entitled to them. Don't try to force me to think the way you do. I won't try to force you to think the way I do. That's been the trouble with serious religion, with a capital industrial commercial religion over the years, that they try to, what is it, proselytization, is that the word? They try to convince you. Remember what Queen Isabella did? With Columbus, gave him the money to come to America and make sure you convert everybody to Catholicism or kill him, one or the other. That's not my idea of conversion, nor is it God's will in my mind. I don't see any. The God that exists in my world is extraordinarily, wonderfully peaceful and loving, because that's the spiritual energy that you get when you are at peace, right? Even people, when they get to the end of their lives and they think, well, you know what, this is just another day, transformation, I'll go on to something else, and you are at peace. Mostly because you can't do anything about it anyway. But then the other side of it is, you know, what's there? We don't know what God's plan is. I can't begin to imagine that there is, in this universe, that there is an organization to it. Even though we every day live in the chaos of what we've created ourselves. God didn't create the chaos that we have. We have. There's a lesson in this. Excuse me. You know, we create some of these things. Some of them are great and some of them aren't. We were talking earlier about some new discovery to treat cancer tumors. That looks like it would be a fabulous way to save a lot of people's lives. But what causes the cancer in the first place? Saw the story about the school down in Missouri that has been, they found radiological stuff in the school, radioactive contamination in the school. Well, that's created by man. God didn't create that. All right, anyway, 18 after, food for thought.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stacked junior bacon cheeseburger or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
And now a small business setback. Delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Bon, Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bum 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 bum.
Okay. Sunshine, lollipops, and roses. Here's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Aniston is in the gossip news. She always is. She makes herself available. I think she's one of the most attractive, and I don't necessarily mean physically attractive. I like her energy, kind of like what seems to happen around her. And so now, Jay, she's speaking out about her trying to get pregnant. And so does she have children? I don't think she
No, she doesn't have children. And there were rumors that the whole end of her relationship, her marriage with Brad Pitt, was because she didn't want to have his kids. And so he went with Angie. And then she's had...
How well that worked out for him.
Those were the issues. And she came out. She was like, it's not that. I want to. I've tried. She even discussed going through IVF and drinking Chinese teas and doing all of this stuff. And it's been speculated for a long time that she didn't want kids. And she's like, that cannot be.
All right, so I'm going to ask a delicate question here, all right? In terms of her, she's reputedly a big pot smoker. Now, I don't know, is that just rumor? Is it true? I would think if she really was, it would affect how she works, or affect how she looks. And so maybe that's not part of this, but I don't even know whether if you smoke a lot of pot, can you not have kids? Does that affect your reproductive ability? I'm asking only because I don't know the answer to the question, and you know my philosophy about asking questions, seeing if you can come up with or find an answer. I think that she has a very positive way about her, very popular, and she gets paid because the reason that she's on all these commercials is because people identify with her, pay attention to her, and whatever she's selling, her vibe helps to sell the product because she's popular, well-liked, like Jennifer Garner. Same thing. You see Jennifer Garner on lots of different products, and that's because the people that are producing these commercials realize it's worth paying them $2 million for a day to do a commercial. That's what they get, $2-3 million a day to do one commercial. Anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I was saying they're just so likable.
Yeah, extraordinarily likable. Oh, well, is she too old now at 53 to have a... She probably is, right? Although some women have babies.
Yeah, especially with IVF and... If they still have some eggs in there, it is a possibility.
Right. Get those eggs. All right. Speaking of that for a moment. I was looking the continuing wake around Matthew Perry and his book and him talking about his life. Apparently Elizabeth Hurley has come out of the woodwork and talking about how much she loved being with him. But it was a nightmare to work with him. Apparently, he was in a movie with her called The Serving Sarah. Did you ever see that movie?
Oh, that was a cute one. That was a really cute movie.
Yeah, yeah. So she said it was just hard because he was so, like, hello, Gonzo, during the filming. Speaking of Gonzo.
What he said about his relationship with Julia Roberts, that he almost caused the end of it because he just felt like he wasn't even good enough for her.
Yeah, well, I would think she'd be pretty fussy. The best relationship that I ever saw with Julia Roberts was the movie she was in with Hugh, what's his face? Notting Hill.
Notting Hill.
What a great movie that is. It's a fabulous movie. That's the kind of movie he does so well and she does. They were perfect for each other. You wished. That's the kind of thing when you know movies are just movies, but you want that sort of thing to happen in real life. Right? That's it. I want that to be the real story behind the story. The romanticist that I am. Okay, 28 after. Enough of that.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Orlando International Airport and theme parks in Florida were halting operations Wednesday because of inclement weather. In all, about 2,000 flights were canceled as former Hurricane 1 Nicole hit the eastern coast of Florida about 3 a.m. near Vero Beach and is weakening. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
It will move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida. The combined winds and storm surge will contribute to continued beach erosion in areas that have already seen erosion.
Republicans were getting closer to securing a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives early on Thursday, while control of the Senate hung in the balance 2 days after the midterm elections. Republicans had captured at least 210 House seats. 218 are needed for a majority. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Love Fest with Jay. We love, and life is worth it. It used to be my mother, for whatever the reason, when she was sick, read a book, and I'll never forget this, by Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, who used to do a radio spot back in the 50s, I guess. And the book was entitled Life is Worth Living. And I think I've read, there's a copy, I think the copy my mother read is around someplace, and I remember reading through some of it, thinking about life as a celebration. That's kind of what that's how he presented it. Life is good, it's to be shared. And so think about what you have that you can share with others. What others have they can share with you. And I'm not, love is where you start. But sometimes there are secrets that are kind of fun, right? Don't you love to have somebody tell you a secret? You and the other person, the only ones who know.
It's like an inside joke kind of secret. That's one thing. But if it's one of those of like, okay, this is a big secret, don't tell anyone. Yeah. It's a lot of pressure. And not that I feel like I would spill the secret, but if they also told somebody else that secret and then they were telling it, I would feel, guilty conscious, even though you did nothing wrong kind of thing.
Right.
It's just a lot of pressure.
I'm thinking about that because your father just told me a secret.
And, what's the secret?
See, there it is.
What is it?
People, I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's a secret. Do you remember the Beatles? Do you want to know a secret? Do I do? Yeah. Remember that song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to know a secret? See, James is now learning how to accommodate me in my instantaneous musical ramifications, and he's finding that right now.
Looking it up, yep.
So, see, he's working on that. Anyway, the point that I was trying to make here as we get started is using your imagination. I'm going to drop these ideas. You're going to be tempted to do what I'm suggesting. Think about the things that you know that nobody else knows. And hold on to that. It's precious that somebody has entrusted you with something that is important to them. The worst thing in the world, people used to say to me, because I love to tell stories, and they would say, don't tell Stefan anything because the whole world will know it. Well, if you tell me I'm not supposed to tell the story, then I won't. But if you tell me a story, I'm a storyteller. That's what I'm going to do with that
gonna
info.
Go for it. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell a story about it, whether it's my local world here in Framingham or whether it's my children or whether it's my whatever. It's whatever it is in the world. But because I know that what your father told me is a secret, I'm not going to relay the secret to anybody.
And you also know I'm going to pester you at nonstop.
No, you can pester him. No, just pester him. Don't pester me.
Just, you're the secret holder.
I am. But the secret came from him. So he's the original secret holder. Not me. All right, so let's do a little practice run here. You ready? James, right. Hit it. What a great song.
Do you want to know a secret? Do or do, do you promise not to tell?
There you go. The worst kept secret is always, I'm in love with you, right? I want everybody to know I'm in love with you. Okay, keep that as a secret. Fabuloso. Okay, where are we?
Beatles.
Yep, Beatles make it, man. The Beatles make it. Good news here comes from a truck driver in Greenville, Texas. Was named a highway angel. Stopped his truck to administer aid to two drivers. He watched them crash into each other. Tony Doughty, driving eastbound on Interstate 40. How many times have I done that myself in my life? Ever driven on Interstate 40, Jay? Goes across the country like Interstate 10. This is near Albuquerque.
I don't think I have.
It's actually at that stage in Texas and over through Mexico, New Mexico, and it's boring. Oh my God, is it a boring ride? Anyway, so this car bashes into the Jeep. They are going 70 miles an hour. Jeep flips over. Car crashes into a concrete barrier. Sounds like a scene from the
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, right? So, anyway, Tony's driving on the opposite side of the highway. So, he didn't do what most people would do. They call 911. I saw an accident last night on Route 9 in my town. I called the police, called 911. People were in the left-hand lane arguing with each other. It's dark. And one is at the other. So, they just stop in the left-hand lane of a three-lane highway.
No common sense.
All right, so anyway, this guy has been a trucker for 15 years, drives out of Minnesota. He stopped, jumped out of the truck, he's got in his truck. See, all the good truckers have a first aid kit or an EMT bag in their truck.
Well, and he's been a volunteer firefighter for 12 years, so he
right.
has some training, too.
He knows.
Great. He was yep. the right person in the right place at the right
Absolutely.
Time this happened.
So he crosses the highway. Well, actually, a police officer happened to be driving by. He stopped, too, and he understood that Doughty was a first responder. He said, you're coming with me, buddy. And then they went over to the scene. The driver of the Chevy had a broken leg, so Doughty put a splint on it, and then the other person was apparently overdosed. God, these damn drugs, man, I'll tell you. So Doughty got him stable at least. Fortunate for those people that this guy was along. The police officer knew exactly what to do. Good for him. If I don't know, this guy knows. Let's go. Doughty says he wears two hats. I'm wired to stop and help in situations like this. since the Highway Angels program started 25 years ago by the Truckload Carriers Association. There have been 1,300 professional truck drivers recognized for their kindness, their courtesy, their courage while on the job. There are so many great over-the-road truck drivers, and the local guys too, but I think that I have, you know, when there are some, I've come across people just kind of, I remember, excuse me, I think I was doing a personal appearance in Albuquerque now that I'm thinking about it. This was probably, maybe 15, 20 years ago. And I remember in the audience, when I was on this station, I went to do I think we had a breakfast after I did the program or something, and listeners came in. And there was a husband and wife trucker team that were there. And they just happened to be stopped. They were driving through Albuquerque. They listened to me whenever they were, as they drove around the country. I can't tell you how many times I've heard this story from people. It's kind of cool. I listen to you. I find you as I go across the country, the truckers. Maybe that's why I have a special place in my heart for them, because they're so loyal. So anyway, this husband and wife team were listening to the station in Albuquerque, and I'm trying to remember whether it was KOB that I was on. I was on a couple of stations in Albuquerque for a while. Bob would remember more than I. Anyway, Larry. Bob, what's Larry's last name? The guy that was on the air that we all liked. Anyway, I was on before him. So these guys come in. And they talk about the things we did. I got them to talk, to tell their stories about things they'd seen as they were driving across the country. They'd been a husband and wife driving team for like 25 years. And they had a big old Peterbilt and had the glass pack mufflers that, you know, you hear them going on. They make a noise like no other truck.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, they come in and they tell their stories about doing things like this. Helping people, saving people. Imagine the crashes and the wrecks they've seen driving the interstates for 25, 30 years. And that was one of the best personal appearances because it wasn't about me. It was about them, about the listeners, right? That's what people want to know. I mean, I used to bring Charlotte with me, my dog at the time. She would come. And oftentimes when I do the personal appearances, people would rather see Charlotte than me. And so we would have a great time, but some of the things I learned and some of the stories that I heard, absolutely amazing. And this guy, this trucker here, God love him. We need more people like him and fewer people like Mark Zuckerberg, who you may know announced yesterday that Meta, Facebook, laying off 11,000 employees.
Mm-hmm.
You thought.
And Zuckerberg was like, I take full responsibility for making sure things weren't more functional and working property, that we have to do these layoffs. And it's like, nobody cares.
He's still worth
going into the
$11 billion or $100 billion, whatever it is. Yeah, right. This makes what Elon Musk did over at Twitter look like a day at the park. 11,000 people. So how's the company going to run? I guess, how many employees do they have in the first place?
That's a good question.
Numbers.
And why are we getting rid
numbers.
Of the humans and allowing algorithms and AIs to continue?
Because that's how Zuckerberg
done very well.
And his ilk think. Bill Gates, all these guys, the two little worms that run Google, those guys, all they think about are the machines. They don't talk. Humans are just a commodity. And you don't need them. We'll figure out ways of using robots or whatever the program is. He says, quote, I know it's tough for everyone. I'm especially sorry to those who are impacted. Okay, so the stock price has gone down 70% from its January high of $353. It's now below $100 a share. And it's because of him, not because of the 11,000 people that he got rid of. He's an egotistical, maniacal jerk. And you can see it. You and I have stumbled through all kinds of Facebook problems this week and pretty much every week. We're trying to do things to use the tool that they have provided us with. And the things that they are doing to it make no sense whatsoever. They don't make any sense to me, but I'm not the one that knows that much about it. But somebody like you, Jay, who knows how this stuff works and use it every day in our work, they've come to us, they've asked us to use their service, and then they screw us. That's it. pretty much the bottom
line.
Fact
that they're not even being used the same. What I do on one Facebook page isn't even the same as what goes on a different Facebook page. And on yours, Doug, things just disappear. It's like a certain button you need to do something, just not even there.
Somebody's
you hit a
watching.
Post, you actually post it, and nothing. It says it's been posted, and then you go, and it is nowhere to be found.
Yeah. Speaking of Mr. Gates, his wife, former wife, Melinda, apparently is dating a reporter now. The divorce is finalized. Now she's in her first romance. And since Gates, she's been dating John Dupre. Why do I know that name? He used to be on Fox, right? It's unclear how long they have been seeing each other. Let's see here. How old? She's 50-something, right? Isn't she in her late 50s, I think? I don't know how old
I think her mid-50s.
Yeah, they went to a Nets and Celtics game. Apparently, they were seen at a big 5-star hotel in Newport Beach. That's listen, good luck to her. I hope she finds happiness. For years, I told the story on the air any number of times about me having dinner with Gates's mistress, and she was very open about it. And they were very open about it. And Melinda apparently knew all about it. She wasn't having an affair, but Gates was, and they accepted it for her, but after a while, I guess enough is enough. So, and the Epstein thing, Jeffrey Epstein, I think, is what cooked it for her. Anyway, good luck. Hope she's happy. It's 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen for this portion of the program with Jack, brought to you by Calitrin, the way to lose weight and keep it off. May I suggest to you that if you have had a good weight loss experience and you want to keep that weight off, then you go to the website for Calitrin, which is toploss.com. Go through all of the info they have there on healthy weight loss. Jack will be the first to tell you that there are lots of ways to lose weight. Some of them good, some of them not so good. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee on this product. When you've lost the weight, get on Calitrin. It'll help you keep it off, which is certainly the sane way to approach weight loss. Okay, check it out. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the exit code Doug for free shipping and 90 days free. Whoopee! Okay, so we've had some warnings today, Jack, on the program about toxic toads and people licking toxic toads. Have you ever had anybody come into your clinic there and in Salt Lake City who had problems because they had licked a toxic toad? I'm being a little facetious, but not a lot, because apparently this is a problem. Like eating bad mushrooms.
And out here, we're in a desert. And so you have to kind of go out of your way to find it. Talking about the horny toads that are out,
yes,
you know, out in the desert. But
yeah,
back east where I grew up, like you, I grew up in Virginia, well, there's toads and frogs and all over the place. And yeah, there's some interesting videos on YouTube of snakes trying to swallow a toad and spitting them right back out.
Yeah.
Other predator animals biting into a toad and spitting it back out because they have these big glands right behind their eyes that are loaded with these toxic materials. And if they swallow them, it will actually kill the animal that swallowed it, like the snake
or something.
Toad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, so it's part of Mother Nature's protective mechanisms. But for people to go out, you know, I mean, what are they, teenagers trying to find some new drug?
Of course.
Yeah,
mushrooms, toads, whatever we can find. Yeah. Right.
Well, mushrooms are a little safer. I don't recommend that, but they're a little safer than a toad, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Triple-demic this winter. Rough winter, according to some. How are you talking to your patients, and what are you addressing? The website that you have in your office is, why did I lose the thing? Forgettable doctor? No, what's the forbidden doctor? Where the heck was my mind? ForbiddenDoctor.com. I don't mention it enough anymore. You're not with me enough anymore. I forget Forbidden Doctor. Anyway, so the air this winter is supposed to be frigid in much of the country. People indoors, all kinds of
things. We have a podcast called What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu.
Okay.
Which is what's primarily going to get people during the winter, cold flu season. Is, you know, it's no different this year than any other year. Mm-hmm. I know they're calling triple demic or whatever the ridiculous.
Yeah, triple demic.
It all depends on the strength of your immune system at any given time. There's always somebody in the family that never gets sick. There's always somebody in the family that always gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at their dietary intake, it'll probably tell you an awful lot about
the whole story.
But at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast, ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast, put in flu. Just write in FLU. And you'll see what to do before, during, and after the flu. So what you want to do for your immune system if you're around sick people, what you want, how upgrade it if you do get sick, and the important thing is what happens after the flu. Because a lot of people get through the flu, but it so taxes their immune system. They're a sitting duck for a secondary infection, often pneumonia. So I address all those things in that podcast.
I would think that would be a great thing for people to go look at. We have podcasts that we do with you as well, GoodDayHealthShow.com. So there are two ways you can learn from Jack beside listening to the program. It's very, he's got fabulous advice. I was looking at a story about how great it is to live near the water as a child. If you have grown up around water, you'll have better mental health and be healthier. Your physical well-being is also going to be enhanced as an adult. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, the dehydration problem that people have right now, especially in the early years of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, playing war and all the other army and all the cowboys, Indians, everything that we did, regardless of the country.
Yeah.
How often did we take a jug of water along with us?
Not often.
And in the hotter areas of the body or the country where we would be sweating an awful lot more, there's always a dehydration problem. There's a dehydration problem today, not just in adults, but
water.
In people as well. And they're satisfying it with these ridiculous sports drinks.
All kinds
of stuff they're developing brains.
Too much sugar. Water everywhere. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.